Next up is a poet, Deb Strafus. The stage is yours. Yes. Are we all comfortable? Welcome, Deb Strafus.
Hi, I'm being fitted here. I'm going to talk to you while he gets this straight, because I only have a moment at the mic. Thank you. And when one has a moment at the mic, I just have to be grandma tonight. I'm sorry. I have to take a grandma moment. For everybody who was here earlier, that fabulous young man with really nice muscles and the good guitar was my grandson. Woo! Isn't he great? Justin, woo! Proud grandma. And because I'm so proud, I completely changed what I was going to read, because now you're going to get this poem. So I have to explain to you, we all have, how many people here have other lives, where you're a day person, okay? I'm a day person. In the day, I do accounting, office management, and IT at a plumbing and heating firm. Very earthy. I mean, I'm a man. But as I drive to work every morning, there's this great last bend around the road before I pull into the driveway. On the left is Farm Pond. It's gorgeous. And on the right, there's this little elementary school, which sometimes has loads of traffic. But every so often, as I'm hitting that last bend, something happens, and I come in the door, and I'm fumbling with the keys because I have to get to my computer, because before I do anything, I'm going to write something. And this is one that comes to you, and I'm going to dedicate it to my beautiful grandson, Justin. It's called A Morning Walk. I saw them walking in the morning sun, a father and his son holding hands to cross the road, walking and talking as they strode up the sidewalk toward the school, a dad making sure his son arrived safe at his destination. The boy's face upturned toward his dad, talking and walking and glad just to be out and alive in that shining spring air, the joy of the morning and the precious time there on their way to their days, different ways, yet these few moments were jewels. I caught his eye, the dad's, as I drove by, and over the steering wheel, across years and cultures of differences, we smiled and shared there in a passing second of time, unspoken, unspeakable bonds. He knew I knew, I knew he knew I knew, that these precious moments of ordinary, simple time are touched with a profound and the divine. The love and company of his son was everything he wanted to that man. There is no more precious gift than those moments that are there floating on the air. When we reach and make them ours, impart them to our hearts, and keep their treasured memory. Thank you.
Wow. My youngest just went into college. So, boom, boom, boom.